Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hey everybody, thanks for joining us today here on New Life Live, and we are live. And by the way, we have the great privilege of broadcasting live for the first time from our new studio in Lake Forest, California. Many of you may not be aware, but we just moved this past week, quite an ordeal to do that. And we may have a kink or two to work out, but we're in the new studio, and we're in new digs that, 6 years ago, we realized we needed to move inland to save money. But our landlord was willing to charge us only the amount of money that we would be paying if we moved inland. And then we saved the expense of moving. And so over that 6 years, we saved over three-quarters of $1 million in office rent. Now we're in the new digs at the rate of that we've been paying in the other place that was so expensive. But these are great. And joining me from the new studio in Lake Forest, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, guys.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you? Merry Christmas
good.
Week, by the way.
Merry Christmas to both of you. And I just have to start off by saying thank you to all of you who have already begun supporting this ministry. We just received a matching gift from an alumnus of Every Man's Battle for $10,000. And
wow.
So if you give a gift right now, this person will match it. Of course, it's a he, it's Every Man's Battle. And what I love about that is here's somebody that was in trouble, alone, full of shame. Now they're giving and trying to motivate other people to give. And I want to tell you, I've just been in some meetings with folks, and I just never cease to be astounded at Jeremiah 6:14 being played out in the lives of people seeking help. Jeremiah 6:14 saying, "They offer superficial treatments for my people's mortal wound." Listen, you can be delivered from something, and we believe deliverance happens, but you're not delivered into character. That's why we're here. You need something beyond just deliverance from something. You need to grow in to the person that God's called you to be.
I like the way you said that. That is a very important distinction because all of us want to have stuff happen quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And please take this away, make me that, make him that, make her that.
Make me feel better.
Make this pain go away.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't happen fast.
No.
Right. And so people that are promising the quick fix instant solution are saying they just got one. You don't get delivered into character. You don't get delivered into maturity or generosity. That's something that comes as a reward from the high, hard work that you do. And so, that's why we're here, to take people down a path where there is true freedom. But anybody claiming, hey, listen, I'm free, I was delivered from that thing, and they're not working on character, let me remind you, everybody that Jesus healed, they died of something else anyway. Let's just face it. They're not walking around. Even being delivered doesn't fix everything in your life forever. Well, we want to help you. The phone number, 1-800-229-3000, 1-800-229-3000. 3 hours. We're going to be in the studio today, the brand new studios, and we sure need your help. It wasn't cheap moving over there, but we've got great space at an amazing rate. Once again, you can't find a ministry spending less money to do more. Come support us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, January the 22nd is Lose It for Life. It's right there in Dallas. That could be the gift of a lifetime. Lose It for Life. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. And we want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an every man's battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich. And, you know, Jill has written a great book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. Mylon's book, How We Love, and great insight into both of those issues. If you haven't read those, please get it. But listen, think about giving a gift of Lose It for Life to someone, like yourself. Let me read you this quick testimony. You think it's hopeless to have a weight problem? Before going to Lose It for Life, I had a problem with no easy solution. I thought the answer was physical. I was rebellious, didn't want anybody telling me what I was doing wrong. Well, the weekend was eye-opening, jaw-dropping. I learned more and have been more open in 3 days than in 3 years of recovery. Now, that's 3 years of recovery. More open, learn more. I left with a better sense of where the weight came from. It's not just a physical issue. Now I've got the tools to fight the battle in the physical, emotional, and spiritual realm. Hey, listen, have you ever opened a diet book and it says, hey, let's look at a few spiritual issues you might have in your, hey, let's look at some emotional baggage you might, no! They're telling you what to eat and what to lift and how to run, which are all really good things. But what's on the inside? That's what we deal with at Lose It for Life. Check it out. You may change your life forever by attending Lose It for Life. That's January the 22nd. It's right around the corner. Hey, let's go to our phones. Let's talk to Bill. He's calling from Chicago. WYLL is the station. Hello, Bill.
Yes, I was wondering, we have a 46-year-old daughter that's bipolar that lives with us, and she has an eating, shopping, spending problem. She lives from paycheck to paycheck. She won't go to counseling, and we don't know what to do.
Wow, so here's somebody, 46 years old, still dependent on you, but saying, I won't go to counseling?
Yes.
That's pretty rough. What do you think led to her in this kind of situation?
Well, I think back in her school days, she might have got teased a little bit because she couldn't pronounce all of her words completely correctly. And I think that might be the root of it.
So speech impediment, and at 46,
well,
she's
got
all
of... have it now. She don't...
Right, but you're saying that's a hurt maybe early on in life
that
affected how she saw herself. But, Bill, the bipolar, is she on medication?
Oh, yes. She's on 6 different medications.
Okay. Are they working?
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
is she...
it would be worse. It would be worse without it.
Okay. I mean, is she on permanent disability or?
No, she's had the same job for over 15 years. That's why I'm wondering how she can keep the job. She's been on this job for over 15 years, and she likes her job, but I kind of sense that she does have a little problem with some of them. but she won't tell us much.
Okay. So your question, though, is around her not getting help.
Yeah, not we can't getting the... get her. She won't. She doesn't want to do what, you know, we can give her some good advice, but she doesn't want to follow through. She wants to keep eating all the junk food, and she keeps buying things she don't need. So when payday comes around again, she's down to barely enough in her account.
Right. So she's trying to fill a void inside of her.
But it sounds like that she doesn't have any problems.
Yeah, I'm not hearing that she's feeling...
That you have the
problem. Well, she don't think she does, but...
Well, but you're taking them all on. If you're giving her the money that she needs when she needs it...
No, we don't give her money.
Okay.
She does give us some money, but then she don't know about it. We give it back to her. She does give us like some rent money, which is not that much.
But, okay. But you give it back to her?
Well, she don't know that.
How?
She don't know.
Okay.
She don't know.
So you put it in her account without her knowing it?
Yes.
Okay. So which one of you, Bill, you or your wife, is the enabler, rescuer, and the person that is really co-contributing to this problem? Who's the rescuer? Or are both of you rescuers?
I guess both of us.
All right, well...
It's just so frustrating for my wife.
Well, but Bill, she's not having to feel the consequences of her mm-hmm. actions mm-hmm. if she goes out and spends... And money keeps reappearing. Wow, it's a miracle. I have more money.
We don't give it to her. It's only what she gets at work.
I know, but the rent money you're putting back into her account without her knowing.
Oh, yeah, she don't know that.
So in essence, she believes she has more money than she really does. She never has to hit up against the wall of, oops, I ran out.
Well, yeah, sometimes... So she don't quite have enough. She has an unexpected car bill, and I guess I do help her a little bit there.
So,
but she does pay me back. She does pay me back then within a week or two.
Okay, but Bill, to answer Mylon's question about who is the rescuer, and since you're talking to us and you're telling me that your wife is frustrated, I'm wondering why it's so hard for you to have your daughter experience some pain or some consequences?
Well, no, she doesn't seem to respond to anything that we ask her to do.
Well, because I think she has a cushion. Life's going okay because she has people cushioning her. And so there isn't a lot of motivation to do something different.
So what can we do?
Well, I think the obvious answer is you have to stop cushioning her. You have to stop doing for her what she needs to do for herself. Because she's 46.
And you have to redefine. I think you have to read.
Care.
Yeah, but
okay.
I think you have to redefine what it means to be a wonderful, loving parent, which you obviously are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's obvious you care a lot.
But
she don't think we do, though.
yeah, but that's kind of the way it is with people who end up in this state of learned helplessness. Mm-hmm. People do all this stuff for them, and rather than be grateful, they seem to be resentful.
Yes, that's her.
Because, see, down inside, she actually does know that you're not really doing it for her. Did you know that? You're really doing it so that you can feel better. I know that is just really difficult to see ever. But I've seen people whose children were kind of in trouble until the parents said, "Oh, a lot of this that we're doing is just making us feel better,"
mm-hmm.
while the other person...
Because we get too anxious, because it would be uncomfortable if we were in that boat. So people assume it must be uncomfortable for them, but everybody has their own point of discomfort. Does that make sense, Bill?
Well, I need a little specific what we need to do, some specifics on what to do.
I hear you. You want us to go ahead, Milo.
So, Bill, tell me about it. You're trying to protect your daughter from pain, is what Jill is saying and Steve are saying. You're trying to protect her from pain. I want you to look in your past for a minute. Just give me a 30-second answer. How much pain or where did you have pain in your childhood, in your adolescence? I'm going to guess you have a painful history someplace.
Not really.
What about your wife?
Not that I know of.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to still think about that, because when we rescue people, did you have an angry person in your life?
No.
Okay, so let me tell you what's going on. Her distress distresses you, so you have to rescue her, which means you're intertwined with her emotionally. You see, if you say, well, what do? The answer is you ask her to move out. You ask her to be self-supporting. You ask her to take care of herself. You tell her, as of a certain date, I'm sorry, you have to leave. You're going to have to go out and be on your own.
You develop the plan that gets to that point. You don't just one day say you're gone.
Right. It's a plan, of course.
So 2016 is going to be the year that you're going to live independently.
See, there's a reason why people don't launch their children. They don't. They are afraid to let them go. So there is a fear. There is something that you guys are protecting yourselves from by not pushing her out into the real world. And you say, what do I do? Give me an idea. And that would be the idea. I'm not sure that you guys can do it, though.
Right, because I'm sure there's a myriad of reasons why she is living with you all that feel like you can't get past. But I think this is an important step, Bill. And I think you have to let her know that you realize that you guys have been, you know, in your own anxiousness, have been trying to make life easier for her, and that you've really done her a disservice because you've been enabling her. And you've kept her from fully, you know, accepting responsibility for herself.
She doesn't even know what her checkbook balance is.
She wouldn't be, we talked about this, but she wouldn't be able to afford
to
move out.
Well, that's
she'd have to find a roommate.
She'd have to fail. She'd have to fall flat on her face. She might have to be homeless.
Well, she'd have to curb her spending, wouldn't she?
Hmm.
Oh, definitely she would.
I haven't heard that she couldn't afford it. I've heard that she couldn't. I haven't heard she couldn't afford it. I've heard that if she kept spending the way she spends, she wouldn't have enough money to pay rent. So you have
to put the rent payment under her responsibility
before she's going to learn to be responsible in her spending. That's just the way it works. It's painful, but that's the way it works.
Bill, how old is she on the inside? She's 46 years old on the outside. How old do you think she is on the inside? What age group does
about
her behave?
14.
There you
about
go.
14.
So yeah, how does a person grow up on the inside then is the question. By rescuing them or by stressing them and making them feel more pressure to grow up? She's being allowed to live as a 14-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
By Bill.
Well, she can talk to children that are about 10 years old, and she expects them to understand. I don't know how to explain it, but she really expects them to understand what she's saying.
Well, the issue is whatever that is, let's put that aside for a second. You have a 14-year-old and a 46-year-old body. She needs to grow up, and the only way that's going to happen, Steve, Jill, and Mylan are saying, is if you put enough weight on her shoulders that she has to rise to the occasion.
So, Bill, but let me back it up, because I know the moving out thing may sound like a big step. The first step is you don't put the rent money back into her account secretly. You keep the rent money. Because
That wouldn't pay for her rent when she moves out.
No, I understand that. But she has to first hit up against the fact that she doesn't have an endless supply. Right, or that it's not as much as she thought. So if suddenly you're not, because you're doing that secretively, she doesn't know. So if you stop doing that, and all of a sudden she goes, well, I didn't have enough money. Wonder what's going on. She's got to take a look at that, right?
Yes.
So that would be the first step. Stop cushioning her by putting the money back into her account. And see what she does with that. See how she manages that. And then from there, you can start to take more steps to help her be more independent.
It really is the most realistic thing that you could do in moving her toward independence. And it has to be part of a plan where you say halfway through 2016, or maybe it's the end of 2016, that she lives on her own. But you've got to start somewhere. And I think Jill's nailed it. A really good place, you quit giving back that money. Probably the second thing is you start making her balance her own checkbook. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we are back. Steve Arterburn here, and we're going to give Bill what he called for. He wanted to know, what do I do? And Mylon's going to give him some specific steps here to take.
Well, the first thing that Bill has to decide to do is to help his 14-year-old daughter mature. You know, what the job of a parent is to train up a child in the way which they should go, mm-hmm. so that when they're old, they won't depart from that. And the mistake he and his wife are making is thinking she's 46. Now, she can pretend she works and looks like she's 46, but I'm going to have to make a decision. We're going to help her grow up. In helping a teenager grow up, what do? You establish responsibility, you establish respect, mm-hmm. and you establish yeah. mm-hmm. productivity, three things. And you make sure that they're doing all three of those things. So learning to balance her own checkbook, not putting money back in, making her feel the consequences and have something taken away if she doesn't have enough money to pay the rent, putting her on notice, telling her maybe January 1st, by the end of the year 2016, you're going to be on your own. We're going to launch mm-hmm. you. For a lot of children who fail to launch, it's the parents who aren't launching them.
Right.
It's comfy. You know, it's like the mother eagle pushes their little, what do they call them, eaglets? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to make that up, that word.
Eaglets.
Okay, they push them out of the nest.
Right.
Because they know that they will grow up to be highly ineffectual, and they'll literally starve to death if all they do is sit in the nest. So it's Bill right. and his wife's responsibility to take on the role of the parent.
Even yes, if she has issues.
That's right.
Right? Even with the bipolar issues.
She's high functioning. Mm-hmm. Look at her.
No matter what. She's got it. She's kept her job.
Yeah,
she's shown
good
that.
For her.
Now, what I want to share with everybody what we're doing here at New Life. You know, we were given 21 acres, and we're creating this leadership institute for young men.
Just thinking about that, Steve.
18 to 28. Now, if you want to help us with that, we're looking for a matching gift of $100,000 to get that kicked off here. But what's going to happen is that's going to work, and then we're going to go and turn right around and do it for women somewhere in the country for this exact reason, what we're talking about here, to help with the failure to launch. But in the meantime, it's the year end, and I've got Larry Sonnenberg in our new studio. Larry, welcome. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you. Doing well.
Well, we've had some folks come along already. I mentioned we've had a matching gift here at year end from one of our Everyman's Battle alumnuses. What do we need here? What do people need to know about New Life and how they can help?
Well, the gift that we got is there was a couple, Steve, that went to Ireland with us.
Yes.
And they came because they were with some friends. They wanted to see Ireland. But he pulled me aside one day and he said, you know, we came also to check out you guys. Mm-hmm. See if you guys are the real thing. You sound great on radio, but we wanted to meet you and see if it was. And he said, what we've seen in Steve and the speakers and your staff, Larry, he said, it's amazing, and we want to support this. So he called, he and his wife called just Friday and said, we'd like to give a $10,000 gift.
Wow.
And we have read recently that matching gifts really spur people to give, so we want it to be a matching gift. So the appeal is, if you can make a gift up to $10,000, it'll be matched.
Mm.
And I want to appeal to somebody, if you have that kind of ability to give, why don't we make it a $20,000 match? If you can give another $10,000, and we'll get the match going in a bigger way.
But, well, we really do need your help. We had this move that we put off for 6 years and saved a lot of money in doing it. We've got the Leadership Institute that we want to start here in our first quarter. What a gift of 21 acres in Northern California. And we just have a need to continue to grow as a ministry, to add new services, new programs, but we can't do it without you. And so we're asking some folks to come alongside.
And I want to say thank you to this couple in Pennsylvania that mm-hmm. made this gift for us. It's
Amen.
An amazing
wow.
thing to do, especially at year end, and to challenge other folks. So thank you very much.
That's great.
Yep. If you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. And again, why do we do what we do? We do it because you can't just solve every problem by memorizing a verse. In fact, some people, they've memorized 1,000 verses and they wonder, where is God? It's a process, and it takes tools, and we want to equip people to be able to be free. So if you can help us, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. Right now, let's talk to Gene from Boston, Massachusetts. WEZE is the station. Hi, Gene.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are
Good.
You?
I'm doing okay. I just wanted a little insight, a little instruction. I'll try to make it as quick as possible. I've been in a relationship with a man for about 8 years. During that time, I've rededicated my life to the Lord and got closer to him and kind of to the Lord and moved away from certain things that I used to do. He is an alcoholic and has been in recovery now for 8 months. He attends church and he tells me that he's saved and that, you know, he believes in Jesus, but I definitely feel like we're in different places in our path. And so my issue is that I want to be a woman of integrity for the Lord, and I'm finding it hard to do in this relationship, but I'm also finding it hard to break the relationship if that's what God wants me to do.
Well, we feel for you, and we're going to give you some help and some hope for that, okay?
Thank you.
Hold on. listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number, 1-800-229-3000. Come join us for the program. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. We are back. We're talking to Gene. And man, I'll tell you, Gene, it is what you're doing. It's not easy. It takes courage. But, you know, here's the thing. If we could say something to help you, it doesn't just help you, it helps him. Because sometimes, you know, we get in these relationships, and if we don't figure out a way to get out of the relationship, it's just the invitation to 10, 15, 20, maybe forever years of misery. And here's what we know about recovery. I bet you know this too. He shouldn't be dating anybody right now. He shouldn't be giving up his alcohol and then falling back into the relationship with you. He needs to be out there dealing with reality without the comfort of you, romance, sexual relationship, anything like that that comes along with an 8-year relationship. So what you're going to have to do is replace him with support from women that help you not need to depend on him who is depending on you now that he doesn't have alcohol.
Yes.
Let's hear what Mylon and Jill.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It sounds like the things that brought you two together, what you're saying to us, is it's no longer working for you.
Yes.
Right. I mean, we're hearing that you do want out of this relationship, that it's run its course. You're not seeing this as a lifelong commitment.
No. Yeah. I mean, I have two sons that are teenagers, and even though he's been in my life, 8 years, they don't have a very strong relationship because of all the things that happens and times of, you know, the alcohol has come into play. And, you know, he did live with me for a while. And when I rededicated my life, I went to my sons and I asked for their forgiveness. And I told them that that's not the way that God intended for, you know, people to live together, because I do want to be a model for my sons. And And that's part of it. Like, everything that happens, happens in secret, because I don't want my sons to know that this is an issue for me, because they've both agreed to live pure lives, you know, and have purity. And my 16-year-old has a girlfriend and has a purity pact with her, and I feel like such a farce, you know, as a parent, you know, that this is a struggle for me. And, you know, I've asked him about marriage, which is something he said while he was drinking. And now it's, you know, I don't know if I ever want to get married again. And, you know, but our lives are really, really intertwined. And, you know, it's just the thought of untwining, if that's even a word, is really, really scary to me. And
well, Jean,
I know.
Jean, there's also, you can say untwining, but let's get to an emotional level. You're going to be alone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm so sorry, and that hurts because at some level, intertwining means I have somebody else. But this is really what you're going to be fighting. Can I be alone?
Mm-hmm.
And for the right reasons, can I be alone? And I really want you to reframe it. We can throw in words that are really confusing to say intertwined, and it sounds kind of neutral. And it kind of sounds
complicated, though.
What sounds complicated? Yeah. But the other thing, Gene, is he hasn't committed to you in 8 years.
No.
And that's the sad part.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he's probably not ever going to commit to you if he hasn't in 8 years. We tell people all the time here on the show, if somebody hasn't really made a commitment in 2 years, it's time to walk away. But the reason we don't walk away is we fear being alone. And I love that you were able to say it's scary. But I think what you need to do is get some support. And this is going to – have you been to any Al-Anon meetings?
A couple. I have two brothers that struggle with heroin addiction.
Okay.
And so I've had to make a lot of boundaries with them.
Yeah.
So I have gone for them, but I've also, you know, tried to apply it. I don't know, for them, and that's weird to me, you know, they're my brothers. And for them, it's been really easy to – not easy, but it's been –
easier
to set boundaries with them.
Well, they don't represent life partner. Either,
yeah,
you see.
They meet a different need. You know, I'm also thinking Love and Sex Addicts Anonymous, Gene, because part of the struggle for you, as you know, you stated you're a codependent, is there's almost a withdrawal that happens when the person who is kind of your love object leaves, right? Even if you're the one that wants him to leave. As Mylan's saying, those lonely nights, you know, late at night, it's painful. And so you need people around you that understand that and that you can call.
Like my head, my head, my spirit, when I pray about it, I know, because like my mother, I was abused by my mom. I was in foster homes as a teenager, and she kept me at arm's length. She wasn't, you know, God has healed our relationship, but she kept me at arm's length. And there's times where I look at him and I'm like, it's just like being in a relationship with my mother, you know, the way that he'll pull me in and then he'll push me away. And
I'm glad you mentioned that, the way he pulls you in, because you know, it's easy for us to look at a person with a rage problem and say, wow, look what triggered that rage. Well, you have a problem not with rage, but you could say with romance or with some kind of desire. And he triggers that.
Yeah.
Just like an angry person would get triggered, and you're drawn to go and connect, even though it goes against everything you believe. Just like an angry person might be raging at his family, even though it goes against everything they believe in that is right and true and good. So what you have to do is find a way to resist the trigger. In other words, you're good 95% of the time. You've got to find a strategy for that other 5%.
Well, and to Gene, to know that your longing is not wrong. You know, that desire for closeness, that desire to be loved, to be cared for, that's not wrong. But he's proven that he's not the one to meet that.
Yes.
Right? And so every time he comes around and pulls you in, you think, oh, but this feels so good, and maybe this time it'll be different. Maybe finally, right? And then when you get pushed away, it's like, darn it, it happened again. I can't believe I fell for it. Okay? You have to remind yourself over and over again that he will push you away every time, because that's been the pattern.
Unless, it won't be different.
Yeah, it won't be different.
But it is the emotions that trump intellect.
Yes.
In it every time.
Mm-hmm.
Our emotions override our thoughts, our spirituality, any degrees we have, any smart that we have, any license we have. Our emotions overrule that.
Yeah.
Now, here's how I'm so proud of you, Gene. Listen to me. I am really super proud of you.
Mm.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because you get the connection to the past.
Yes.
You get what's driving the bus. And the more you can say, well, we're reconciled now with Mom, and that's a good thing. But part of this process of you being able to let go of this guy is for you to grieve the little girl that got the arm's length push away.
The mom that was there when you were young.
Yeah, and to realize, here's my wound, Lord. Here's where I need to be healed. And you do that with the Lord vertically and horizontally with people. And you bring that wound to people and say, I need to heal, because this little girl is who's driving the bus.
Mm-hmm. Support groups, counseling.
Absolutely.
Safe relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where you
all
can
right,
expose
I'm really
that.
Glad that you called. And again, this is another example of where we have to cross-reference our emotions. We have to cross-reference back to another time, another relationship, to find out really what is at the heart of what we're dealing with. Because most likely, you know, we're cross-referencing to someone we don't even know is a problem sometimes. Now, here, you know, it's your mom. And
yeah, she got it, which is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm going to send you How We Love. I hope that will be a great book for you. And I'm going to send you Jill's book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. I think both of those are going to be greatly beneficial to you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to anybody else who wants a copy of those. Hey, we have a special gift. I asked for this. We've never done it before. It is it's a blanket. It's a New Life blanket. And my son, who doesn't like jeans because they're scratchy, he likes woolly pants. I gave him this blanket. He put it around him. And you know what he said? He said, Dad, heaven is for real. It is so wonderful. For a gift of $100, you can get the New Life blanket. We've never done it before. It's unbelievable. A gift, or you can just say, I'm going to buy it, or a gift. But $100, and we'll send you this amazing piece of heaven, according to Solomon. I want you to have it. $100. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It supports this ministry. We need your help, and this will help you. You can't be angry and have this blanket around you. You will resist temptation with this blanket. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
It just became part of my being for so long that so much of the enjoyment in my life was centered on food, and I had to get away from that. I figured about the first day or so that there would be something there that would really help with the situation. I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was when I was out there in May, and couldn't be asking for better. I'm getting ready to order my third round of clothes. And I have been this low before, or lower, and everything that I lost came back and brought friends with them.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The next Lose It for Life workshop is January 22nd through the 24th in Dallas, Texas. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I see a different person now than I used to see.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action.
Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Jill Hubbard. And we want to be sure that you know, once again, a gift of any amount, you get the 2016 New Life Wall Calendar. It's a beauty. And then we've lowered the entry level for Club New Life for 2016 to 20.16, $20.16 for 1 year. And we'll send you this amazing thank you bundle of gifts for that.
So can I remind people why New Life asks for money? May I please?
Please.
Can I do my own little commercial here for New Life?
Sure, yeah.
New Life has to pay for radio time. And so we drive around and push buttons and just listen to stuff, and it feels free. But it is in most cases because advertisers pay for whoever is on the radio. But for New Life, we have to pay for airtime.
For Christian radio.
Mm-hmm. And this year alone, it's like $1.5 million just to be on the radio and to get this show airtime around the United States. And that's a lot of money, and that's why. I remember a guy saying, I wish New Life would get their financial act together so they don't have to beg for money. And I looked at him. I said, you have it all wrong. I said, they do have their financial act together, and they're a very well-run organization.
Mm-hmm.
What they need the money for, and they're always going to need the money, is for the airtime. And the average person listening doesn't know that.
It is true. Mm-hmm. And you know, we have an hour of radio time, which is different than most of the preaching ministries. And we're different than the preaching ministries, which we love because people need to hear God's transforming truth. But we're the ones that come along behind that and say, and when you hit a snag here or there, this is what you need to do. This is how we can help you. Here's a place for healing. Here's a resource that can help you. So we're trying to help the teaching ministries and the churches to keep people involved with the Lord and growing deeper and richer in their relationship with Christ. If you can help us, it's the end of the year. We don't have much time left. Please call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the phone number. All right, let's go to Beth. And she's, Beth, how you doing today? Calling from WAVA in D.C., welcome to New Life. Don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This is a little bit embarrassing, but my question is, I was abused as a kid, and a family member basically gave me to a man who led a group of teenage boys who raped and tortured me and stuff.
Oh, gosh.
And it happened on multiple occasions. And
how old were you, Beth?
Young. Really young.
Okay.
But you know, I remember his, you know, laughing face and stuff while he watched. Mm. And there were other abusive situations. But my question is, I've been in like counseling, Christian counseling, and therapy, and I was hospitalized for the better part of 6 months, like 2.5 years ago. And I'm in a 12-step program to deal with, like, alcohol issues and cutting mm-hmm. and stuff. And I guess I just feel so stuck. I feel like I've been working hard, and but I don't feel like, I feel like I need to just let it go, and I don't know how. You know, well, I feel like it was, like, a part of me.
Yeah.
I feel like he is a part of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what specifically, like, some people, they'll go through a healing Bible study, or they'll get into an intensive therapy or trauma, working with a person specialized in trauma. What specifically have you done?
Specifically, I am in trauma therapy.
Okay. That's a good thing. Do you find that's helping any?
Yeah, it's helping, but it's taken a lot. It's just really slow.
Yeah.
That's what I'm sorry, Beth, for interrupting. That's what I'm hearing that perhaps you're struggling with in labeling as being stuck, because I'm actually hearing that you're doing some good things, Beth, but this is a long process. You know, when you are violated in that way at a young age, it takes time to journey through that, to process it, and to come out, you know, the other side. But along the way, you should start feeling like, as you look back, okay, I'm farther along than I was.
Okay. And, yeah, I see that.
I mean, there's times when it feels worse, you know, for a period of time as you're dealing with tough stuff. But then you start to see, okay, yeah, I'm better off now than I was when I started. And so this process is working.
I guess it's more just like the amount of time it takes and just wanting to be done, you know.
You know, Beth, I believe that our history at some level is never fully forgotten. Mm-hmm. At some level, our pain is something that at some level is a lifetime remembrance. And that's important because, you know, I've been working on my stuff for 40 years. And I remember just 3 months ago coming to a new aha and sharing that with some people. And so at some level, it just can't be over or done. It would be mm-hmm. nice if we could just erase our memories and just make it all go away. But the body remembers and the brain holds those traumatic memories in places where our body feels it, hence the need for alcohol or things to sedate myself or make the pain go away. And that's not necessarily bad news, because if I can remember my pain, then what I can do is I can better able to minister to other people. And one of the things I'd encourage you to start doing is come alongside of other young women who are maybe just getting started in the process mm-hmm. and say, you know, I just want you to know I see you, or I'll walk with you, or I'll just be a friend you can call. And I think that would be a way maybe you could get unstuck and then keep doing your good work.
Mylon, I was going to interrupt you to say I think coming alongside some other women to try to help other women, and then you said it better than I was going to say it. But I just want to go on record as doubling up on that. I think so many folks, your life never makes sense and the pain never eases until one day you help somebody and you go, oh, wow, I am so grateful.
Well, because it grows you, right? Yes. It grows you as you are helping others. But Beth, because of the fact that you have turned to alcohol and cutting, and you're saying, I just want to be done, I want it to go away, you know, those are all ways to try to make it go away, and you have figured out that it doesn't work, right? And so, you know, the thing is, we don't want it to completely go away, because then it will sneak back up on you at times. You know, because things that we kind of lock in a closet, they don't ever fully go away. And they get played out. And so what you want to do is to kind of rework your story and put it in mm-hmm. a place so that it doesn't impact you in the present now.
All right. I wish we had more time. I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice. I'm doing that series in February over at Northview Church here in Indy. I think this is going to help you. Also, I'll send you the book Transformation, which talks about what Jill's talking about, preserving our spiritual gains. Larry Sonnenberg's here. Larry, you want to make one quick...
Yeah, I can't believe it. When I announced earlier our matching gift, I said it was $10,000. It's $25,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Please help us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you want to join us on another program right after this, 1-800-229-3000. Come join us.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.